Blog Talk Radio.
Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Come worshiping before the throne of God.
Good evening, dear saints of God, and welcome to a new series of broadcasts that I'm going to be doing on Jensen Franklin and Paula White. My truth train, if you will, my theology train, if you will, my apologetics train is running on two tracks for the next couple of days. On one side, on one of the rails is Jensen Franklin. The other rail is Paula White. And the Truth Train is going to see if what Paula White and Justin Franklin are saying is true. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another broadcast of Contending for the Faith with your brother, your servant in Christ, me, Moses Henry Jones. Well, my brothers and sisters, like I said, we're going to be talking about Paula White. I got some new audio. Paula White is back at it again. She's allowing her colleagues to call her Dr. Paula White. She loves it. Now, I don't know why Paula White doesn't put a stop to this foolishness, because she has no doctorate. She has none. And listen, even if they gave, listen, if let's say Oral Roberts University and Liberty University gave Paula White honorary doctorates, she would still be stupid. And as institutions, they would be stupid. Collectively, as an institution, if Oral Roberts University gave Paula White an honorary doctorate degree, that would be an imbecilic institution. If Liberty University, because now she's palsy-wowsy with Jerry Falwell Jr., if Jerry Falwell Jr. gave Paula White an honorary doctorate degree, it wouldn't help her a bit. The woman is stupid. Pieces of paper aren't going to give, are not going to transfer intelligence to stupid people. Paula White is stupid. She's accomplished nothing. She is a scam artist extraordinaire. That's all she is. And this series that I'm going to do, because I want to talk about, on the one hand, I want to split the program in two. I want to split the program in two. And I want to take my time with this series. I don't want to rush through it. I don't want to rush through it. I want to take my time. And on the one hand, I want to talk about Paula White and what is her doctorate in. What does Paula White have a doctorate in? What does she major in? Did she write her doctoral thesis? Can we have a peek at it? Has it been, listen, because all institutions, you know, when you write a doctoral thesis, the institution that gives you the degree has to file your doctoral thesis. You know that. You ought to have a copy of your doctoral thesis on hand. You yourself ought to have numerous copies of your doctoral thesis. So where is her doctoral thesis? What was it on? When did she write it? To what institution did she submit this doctoral thesis to? What is her doctorate in? What years did she go to college? Where did she do her undergraduate work? Where did she do her postgraduate work? Come on, saints. Let's think a little bit. And look, if Harvard and Yale and Princeton University gave Paula White honorary doctorate degrees, it wouldn't help her. It wouldn't help her. It wouldn't help her. The woman is just plumb stupid. So that's one of the things we're going to explore. And then I want to talk about Justin Franklin, who I have now dubbed the Wizard of Odd. O-D-D. Not the Wizard of Oz, but the Wizard of Odd. The Wizard of Odd. And why do I call Justin Franklin the Wizard of Odd? Well, because he's an oddball. Justin Franklin is an oddball. And if you want odd doctrine, if you want odd teaching, if you want odd revelations, if you want odd sermons, just go to Justin Franklin. He is the Wizard of Odd, the Wizard of Odd. And I'm going to break that down. So a little bit of Paula, a little bit of Justin Franklin, they're bosom buddies. They like to hang out together. They serve on President Trump's evangelical advisory committee. I don't know what that means, because, you know, what are they advising him in? I hope they're not advising him on Russia. I hope they're not advising him on immigration. I hope they're not advising him on the economy, not those two scam artists. I know, not, please, please. You know, it's amazing. A couple of years ago, Senator Grassley of Iowa had Paula White under investigation, her and her husband. And she would not comply. You know, the book of Romans chapter 13 says that we are to submit to civil authorities. We are to, because those authorities are placed there by God. Paula White says, I'm called of God. Well, guess what? Senator Grassley did not become Senator Grassley on his own. He was appointed by God. That's Romans 13. That's Bible, baby. And Paula White would not submit her records to Senator Grassley. She was in rebellion. She was a rebel preacher with something to hide, may I add, with something to hide. Now, a rebel preacher who had something to hide has risen to the place of President Trump's spiritual advisor. My brothers and sisters, we live in a zany world. Here's a woman with no resume what to speak of, no resume whatsoever. Nothing. You know how hard it is to get a job in Washington? You listen, to get a job in Washington, you need to be well-schooled and well-connected. Well, Paula White has defied the odds, and she has wiggled her way in there as an emissary of Satan. And she right now is riding high as Jezebel rode high. But we want to find out, because no one's asking. All of these people keep calling her Dr. White, but no one's asking. And it really ticks me off, because as one who went to school and spent many hours and wrote many papers and wrote numerous theses to get his degrees, it bothers me that Paula White goes around calling herself Dr. Paula White. You know, listen, think about this for a moment. Wrap this around your brain for one moment. You know how many Americans are in debt with college debt? Do you know how many Americans there are in the United States who went to college, took loans to go to college, took loans to pay for their college education, graduated, and have college debt that they can't get rid of? I mean, we're talking about real debt, saints, real debt. Debt that has not allowed these college graduates to get ahead in life, because this debt hangs around their necks like an albatross. And here is a woman with no, listen, here's a woman with no college degree. None. And please don't tell me that she said she was going to Berkeley. Please don't tell me that. The woman is stupid. She would never have the grades to go to Berkeley. She would never, I want to see her SAT scores. Can I please see, can Paula please make her SAT scores available to us? Because you know, when you are looking for a college to go to, if you're in high school, you go to your guidance counselor's office. At least this is the way it was in my day. And Paula and I are contemporaries. We're of the same age. So when I went to high school in America, and you were about to graduate, you would go to your guidance counselor's office, and she would have this thick book that had all the colleges in the nation, their addresses, and what you needed to do, what kind of grades you needed to have, what kind of SAT scores you needed to have to even attempt to apply to these schools to get in. I heard that Paula claims that she was supposed to go to Berkeley, that Berkeley accepted her. Can we see your grades? Can we see your high school grades? Can you show us your SAT scores? Because I can backtrack. I can see when Paula claims. Give me the year that you claim that you got an acceptance letter from Berkeley. and tell me what year that was, and I'll go back in the archives and I'll look up what kind of grades you needed to have to be admitted into Berkeley, and what were the SAT scores you needed to have, and then we'll have a conversation, and we'll look at your school grades, and we'll look at your SAT scores, and we'll see if the story jives. Because I believe that Paula is a jive turkey. Talking jive. In the hood, jive is nonsense. Paula White is talking trash, garbage, foolishness, gibberish. She wouldn't know the first thing about filling out a college application. She wouldn't know the first thing. She wouldn't know what a guidance counselor's office looked like. She wouldn't know. She wouldn't know. But, you know, that's Paula. So let's, put up, Paula, you need to put up. Dr. Paula White. Doctor of what? Doctor of what? Well, before I get into her, and we're going to take, oh, baby, are we going to take our time? I'm in no rush. I can do 20 shows on this. Let's see how long we can take it. From now until I say stop, I'm just going to do a show dealing with Paula and dealing with Jensen, because there's some things we need to talk about these two twin clowns in Satan's circus. Twin clowns in Satan's twin circus. Well, Jensen Franklin is the Wizard of Oz, or the Wizard of Odd, because. Now, what does the word odd mean? When I say that Jensen Franklin is the Wizard of Odd, what does the word odd mean? Well, the word odd means strange. When someone is odd, the person is strange. And again, all of this is from the Oxford Thesaurus. So again, a person who is odd is strange. Another word would be peculiar. Another word would be weird. Another synonym would be bizarre, unconventional, unusual, outlandish, wacky, kooky, screwy, unfamiliar, abnormal, puzzling, mystifying, baffling. Those are just a few words. Let me repeat those again. And all these words are akin to odd. So when I say Jensen Franklin is the Wizard of Odd, I'm just saying he's the Wizard of Strange. He's the Wizard of Peculiar. He's the Wizard of Weird. He's the Wizard of Bizarre, Unconventional, Unusual. He's the Wizard of Outlandish. He's the Wizard of Wacky. The Wizard of Kooky. The Wizard of Screwy, the Wizard of Unfamiliar, the Wizard of Abnormal, Puzzling, Mystifying. He's the Wizard of Baffling, the Wizard of Mysterious, the Wizard of Perplexing, the Wizard of Deviant, Irregular, Uncommon. Now, you know that I am planning a trip down to Gainesville, Georgia. I'm planning a trip to Gainesville, Georgia, because I wrote a trilogy on Jensen Franklin. I wrote a trilogy on the Wizard of Odd, on the Wizard of Strange, on the Wizard of Bizarre. I wrote a trilogy called Spirit of Python Dunce, Spirit of Python Ignoramus, Spirit of Python Retard. And I sent book one, volume one, Spirit of Python Dunce, showing how Jensen Franklin's idiotic interpretation of Acts 16:16 proves that he is a biblical moron. The man Jensen Franklin, Jenny Franklin as I call him now, is a biblical moron. I wrote volume one. I sent it to him, certified mail return receipt. He received it on December 17th, 2018. The reason for sending him the book, certified mail return receipt, it was to, one, guarantee that he would receive it, that I would have proof that he received it, so that he can never deny that he didn't receive the book. He can't deny it because it's certified mail. Someone signed the card. The post office gave me the card back. That's why you pay extra, to ensure that the postman just doesn't leave the package there at the church, but he must ensure that someone signs for the package, that there is proof that the package arrived to the place desired. So we have the name of the person who signed for the package. Of course, they work at the front desk at Jensen Franklin's church. So we know that Pastor Franklin got the book, because that person isn't going to take liberties and open up the package and take what's in the package for themselves. No, Pastor Franklin got it, and he got my letter challenging him, and he knows that I want to debate him, but he's a scaredy cat. He's a scaredy cat. Jensen Franklin is a scaredy cat. That's why I call him Jenny, because he's acting like a little girl hiding underneath his wife's skirt. Instead of debating me like a man, he's hiding. Hiding under excuses. I'm busy. I'm the president's advisor. I can't be bothered with this guy. Well, you're a chicken. That's what you are. You're a scaredy cat. And that's why I'm going down to visit the wizard. I'm off to see the wizard. The Wizard of Odd.
My, people come and go so quickly here. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Now, of course, those are the mental midgets in the charismatic church who are telling me to take the yellow brick road, but I'm not taking the yellow brick road. I'm taking I-95. I'm taking I-95 all the way down to Georgia and then right into Gainesville. That's what I'm not taking the yellow brick road. I'm not listening to the little munchkins, to the little mental midgets in the church. And I can't wait to go down, because we have 5,000 postcards advertising the free book, the free trilogy. The free trilogy. In volume one, Spirit of Python Dunce, I lay a couple of punches on Jensen Frank. I'm just toying with him in round one. In round two, it gets a little heavier. I start landing more punches on him. When in the book Spirit of Python Ignoramus, I land a couple of punches right in the face, right in the kisser. And then in volume three, Spirit of Python Retard, I just knock him out in the third round. That's it. I mean, he is just on the ground seeing stars, seeing little birds flying around his head. But I'm going down to see the Wizard of Odd. Now, in this first broadcast, I want you to consider that he is the Wizard of Odd because he presents to the body of Christ an odd Jesus. He presents to the body of Christ an odd Jesus. He presents a Jesus to us who lies. That's right. He presents a Jesus to us who traffics in error. Jensen Franklin writes in his book, his New York Times bestseller, I got to give the guy kudos. It's a New York Times bestseller. That just goes to show that even a moron can write a New York Times bestseller. Even a biblical idiot can write a New York Times bestseller. As long as you have enough gullible people buying the book, you can make the New York Times bestsellers list. That just goes to show you the level of discernment in the body of Christ. There is no level of discernment. There is no discernment whatsoever. In his New York Times bestseller, The Spirit of Python Dunce, Jensen Franklin wants us to believe and tells us that Jesus came to him and gave him this revelation about the spirit of Python. Now, the whole book is a complete lie. Satan is not acting like a python constrictor. Satan is not trying to squeeze the life out of you, as I show very easy. Listen, I didn't have to write volume 2 and I didn't have to write volume 3. Volume 1 was enough. I have to admit, volume 2 and 3 are overkill. It's overkill. Because I really knocked the guy out in volume 1. I mean, I really show how stupid he is in volume 1. There was no need. There was no need for volume 2 or 3. But I did it because it needs to be shown that the guy graduated. Listen, and it's hard to graduate from dunce to become an ignoramus. It's so hard. Listen. You have to be super stupid to go from dunce to ignoramus. You have to be super stupid. And then you have to be super duper stupid to go from ignoramus to retard. But I needed to show that the guy, Jensen Franklin, the Wizard of Odd, is super duper stupid. So the reason why, number one reason why he's the Wizard of Oz is because he paints us a Jesus that is given to lying. Now, let me read out of the Gospel of John, chapter 1. The Gospel of John, in the opening chapter of the Gospel of John, in verse 17, it says, For the law was given by Moses. For the law was given by Moses. But grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. You see that little word, truth? It's impossible for Jesus to lie because Jesus is God, and God is not a man that he should lie. And when God became incarnate, when God became the God-man, it was impossible for the God-man to lie. For it says here, the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Grace and truth. My brothers and sisters, Jesus does not traffic in lies. Jesus does not traffic in error. Jesus does not traffic in twisted teaching. So you see, when Jensen Franklin tells us in the opening chapter of his book and then follows up in the second chapter in his book by telling us that it was Jesus who gave him this revelation, and then as we read through his book, through the 16 chapters, and discover that it is laced with error, we have to conclude that it is impossible. It was impossible for Jesus to have given Jensen Franklin this revelation because, again, he is the truth. Grace and truth came by Jesus, not grace and error, but grace and truth. In the same gospel, in the 14th chapter, in the 6th verse, John 14:6, it says, and Jesus said unto those who were listening to him, I am the way to God, I am the truth, and I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Not only did Jesus bring truth, but he is the truth. Not only did he bring truth, but he is. He's the personification of all truth. Soteric truth, saving truth. So Jesus is the way and the truth. And so again, this Jesus that Jensen Franklin is presenting to us is again odd. It's a strange Jesus. It's a weird Jesus. It's a screwy Jesus. It's a kooky and wacky Jesus. It's an outlandish Jesus, because the Jesus that Jensen Franklin constantly refers to in his book is a liar. That's why he's the Wizard of Odd, because his Jesus is odd. You know, Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. He's talking about his truth. Notice again, Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. That's John chapter 8. And then when Jesus speaks to the church of Philadelphia in Revelation chapter 3, verse 7, Jesus says, these things saith he that is holy. Now, this is Jesus. He's introducing himself to the church of Philadelphia. He says, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true. He that is holy, and he, my brothers and sisters, Jesus doesn't traffic in error. And as a result, my brothers and sisters, we have to reject the very notion that the Jesus who gave Jensen Franklin these revelations is Jesus. He can't be Jesus. He just cannot be Jesus, because, again, I hate to repeat myself, Jesus does not traffic, does not deal in falsehood. Does not deal in falsehood. Does not deal in fault. Am I repeating myself too much for you? Am I repeating myself too much? Well, if I am, maybe it bears repeating. Maybe you need to hear it again and again and again. This Jesus that Jensen Franklin presents to us in his book is a weirdo. He's as weird as Satan. He's as wacky, as screwy as Satan. So it must be either that this Jesus that Jensen Franklin came spoke to him is either really Satan or a demon. But he's not Jesus, because, again, Jesus does not traffic. Jesus does not promote. Jesus does not peddle. Jesus does not promulgate error. Error. And that's all Jensen Franklin does in his book. 232 pages of just error. So now I'm going to play a song. You're going to have a wonderful time of praise. And once this song is over, I'll be back to do the segment on Paula and talk about what does she have a doctorate in.
Resurrection and the sun.
Just beautiful. Well, let's get into Paula White. Let's talk a little bit about Paula. Let's talk a little bit about Paula. And, well, I need to call her by her rightful title, Doctor. Dr. Paula White. So I'm going to pull up this audio when T.D. Jakes was, he was hosting TBN. And T.D. Jakes introduces, that's how the video is called, T.D. Jakes introduces Pastrix, Paula White, his spiritual daughter. Let me pull this up. and you're going to listen to this, and you're going to listen to T.D. Jakes call her Dr. Paula White. What's amazing is that this stopped a while back. Paula White was getting some flack. I brought it up during my other broadcast, the Wolf Tracker broadcast. I used to bring it up. What is she a doctor in? And then she calmed down and she told people to put the brakes on calling her Dr. Paula White. But this whole thing has been revived again. So want to play this for you. Now, this was posted. Let me give you the post date. This was posted on March 7th, 2014. March 7th, 2014. But the show was actually earlier than that. And I'm going to get you the show date right now because they're going to post it momentarily. So this show, this video was published on YouTube on March 7, 2014, which is over 5 years ago. But it goes, this really happened a few years before that. So let's listen.
The other thing I'm excited about tonight and really, really, really glad to have is this tremendous woman of God who I feel silly trying to introduce her because everybody in the world knows her. If you don't know who this woman is, you don't have a TV. You don't have a cell phone. You don't have a computer. You haven't been anywhere. She is a pastor extraordinaire.
Yeah.
She is a life coach. She is an author in her own right.
Yeah.
She is a woman of integrity that God is using in a very, very unique way, not only in Church Without Walls there in Tampa, Florida, but throughout America and around the world. Would you welcome Dr. Paula White? We are glad to have you.
So, you can see, I mean, he called her Dr. Paula White. Again. Doctor of what? What does Paula White have a doctorate in? Can someone explain this to me? What does she have? Please, Paula, can you, in fact, hold on 1 minute, because I know Paula's listening. Paula, call the broadcast. The number here, the call-in number, the guest call-in number is 646-564-9730. Paula, would you call in and could you tell us, can you enlighten us, can you set me straight? Can you tell me what school you graduated from? What is your doctorate in? What was the title of your doctoral thesis, if one was required? Because there's some doctoral programs that don't require a doctoral thesis. But if you got a strong doctoral thesis, if you got a heavy duty doctoral thesis, you're going to be required to write if you have a heavy duty doctorate degree, you're going to be required to write a heavy duty doctoral thesis. So Paula, can you call the broadcast? 646 area code 564-9730. Paula, can you inform us? Because T.D. Jakes just said that you are Dr. Paula White. He said you were a life coach, you were a pastor, you were a woman of integrity, blah, 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 blah. I don't care about any of that. We can talk about your integrity in another show. We can talk about you being a life coach in another show. We can talk about you being a pastor in another show. This show is about your doctorate. Paula, where did you get your doctorate? Can you please tell us? Don't be ashamed. Listen, if you graduated from a diploma mill, don't be ashamed. Some edumacation is better than no edumacation. That's my motto. Some education is better than no education. But please let us know, because we don't believe it. We don't believe you have a doctorate. And if it's honorary, tell us the school who gave it to you. Tell us the year. Because I would, listen, I would like to go review that school's graduation video to see if you marched, to see if you had cap and gown, to see if you were the feature speaker. Because, listen, Billy Joel, the rock and roller, Billy Joel, was recently given a doctorate degree. I think Rutgers University gave it to him. There are many other celebrities that get honorary doctorate degrees. But listen, if it's honorary, then let us know. We'll get off your back. We'll get off. If it's earned, can you please let us know? Because I like to know what your doctorate is in. Because they keep, they keep pushing this like if it was real. Like if you, when you stand behind the pulpit or the podium, you're gonna speak truth, intelligent truth. I want to know. Here is T.D. Jakes again. Here he is again.
The other thing I'm excited about tonight and really, really, really glad to have is this tremendous woman of God who I feel silly trying to introduce her because everybody in the world knows her. If you don't know who this woman is.
Of course they know her. She was splattered all over the National Enquirer having an affair with Benny Hinn. Now, the rumor is that Paula claims, well, it's not a rumor. Paula claims that she won a lawsuit against the National Enquirer. Can you let us know when you won the lawsuit? I'd like to check the court records. I'd like to check all that's public records. You know that. Even if there's a settlement, it will say settlement. Can you please let us know when you sued the National Enquirer and when you won? Because Paula White has a record. Paula White has a record of suing people and losing cases. That's right. Paula White has a history of suing people and losing cases. She loses her lawsuits. She gets beat in her lawsuits. She's got these attorneys that rip her off, charge her lots of money. They charge her lots of money, but they're no good. They lose cases. They lose cases. So I'm shocked. I'm shocked. When Paula White says that she beat the National Enquirer and she beat them in a lawsuit, the National Enquirer, who had pictures of you, that was you holding hands with Benny Hinn walking down the street to Rome. That was you registered under a fake name at a hotel in Italy. Was it not you? Yes, it was you. Because Benny didn't deny it, and Benny took a big hit for it. But you're denying it? You're saying that wasn't you? When all you have to do is Google Paula White, Benny Hinn in Rome, National Enquirer, and the pictures come up. And you know what they say about pictures? One picture paints 1,000 words. One picture paints 1,000 words. Benny Hinn wasn't divorced when you were walking down the street. Listen, I don't walk hand in hand with my sisters in Christ down the street. Listen, I don't leave home. I don't tell my church that I'm going on vacation, that I'm gonna be somewhere local, and I'm going on vacation, and then I'm in Rome in a hideaway with a preacher, a female preacher, and National Enquirer is not taking pictures of me walking down the street, casually walking down the street, holding hands. Oh, no. Mm-mm. No, no, no. Uh-uh, no. No, I don't think I would have a case against the National. I think if they snap the picture and it's me and it's you, Paula, it is you. It is you. That's you and that's Benny. And he couldn't deny it. Couldn't deny it. Benny didn't win a case. Why didn't Benny win a case? Why isn't Benny Hinn saying that he beat the National Enquirer in a lawsuit? He beat them in court. Why isn't Benny Hinn saying that? Because he couldn't say that because it's not true. So, yeah, the whole world does know her, T.D. Jakes. Yeah, the whole world does know her. But all for the wrong reasons.
Woman of God, who I feel really tried to introduce her because everybody in the world knows her. If you don't know who this woman is, you don't have a TV. You don't have a cell phone. You don't have a computer. You haven't been anywhere. She is a pastor extraordinaire.
Yeah.
She is a life coach. She is an author in her own rights.
Yeah.
She is a woman of integrity that God is using in a very, very unique way, not only in Church Without Walls there in Tampa, Florida, but throughout America and around the world. Would you welcome Dr. Paula White? We are great. Dr. Paula White, we are glad. Would you welcome Dr. Paula White? We around the world. Would you welcome Dr. Paula White? We are around the world. Would you welcome Dr. Paula White? We are.
There you go. Would you welcome Dr. Paula White? And this was, again, let me just get you the date here because it's time stamped here on TBN. Here it is. This is September the 1st, 2011. September the 1st. And this was posted March 7, 2014, 3 years later. 3 years later. So back in 2011, 8 years ago, she was having people refer to her, introduce her as Dr. Paula White. Well, I have another audio. This is a recent audio. This is recent. This is just a few days old. This is another audio that I'm going to bring up. I need to play for you. Recent. Now she had dropped this silliness of hers of having people introduce her as Dr. Paula White, but she's back at it again. She's back at it again. So here it is. Let me pull this up. Let me pull this baby up. This is hot off the presses. Okay. Here it is. Okay. She's at Rodney Howard Clown's Church. Not Rodney Howard Brown, because he's not Rodney Howard Brown. He's Rodney Howard Clown. She was at his church there in Tampa, at his church in Tampa. And let me just pull this up. Okay, here it is. Coming to it. Here we go. And please forgive me here for this. We're trying to work multiple computers here. Okay, let's listen to this, baby. Listen to this. Okay.
Come, would you come? Welcome, Dr. Paula White. As she comes.
He says, welcome, Dr. Paula White. Now, this was viewed by 13,000 people. This was June 25th, 2019, a couple of weeks ago. He says, will you welcome Dr. Paula White? Here it is again. Here it is. Now, she's back at this game again. She's back. She's back. Now that she's with Trump, now she's wanting people to call her Dr. Paula White. But listen, we need to ask. And, maybe Roland Martin can find out for us where Paula White got her doctorate degree. Maybe Roland Martin can do us a favor because I know he's tight with T.D. Jakes. I know Roland Martin is tight with T.D. Jakes, so maybe Roland can give T.D. Jakes a call, and T.D. Jakes will take his call 1-2-3. Maybe Roland Martin can call T.D. Jakes and ask him, listen, Bishop, can you please tell us, because you introduced Paula White as Dr. Paula White, and we just heard that on the 25th, of June 2019, just a couple of weeks ago, Bishop, Rodney Howard Clown introduced Paula White as Dr. Paula White. Bishop, can you tell us what her doctorate is in? Bishop, can you tell us? I think you owe it to us, Bishop, as a means of transparency. I think you owe it to us that if you call someone doctor, that you should know what their doctorate is in. And if you don't know, then we'll give you a pass, but can you get back to us in 24 hours and tell us what her doctorate is in? I think Roland Martin should push
the issue with T.D. Jakes. I think you should, because we need some answers. Here is Rodney Howard Clown introducing Paula White.
Come, would you come? Welcome, Dr. Paula White, as she comes.
Amen. God is so good. Will you let Pastor Rodney know how much we love him? Come on, really put your hands. Talk about a man that has been raised up and to pray. Sorry, I have on my boots today. I'm being comfortable. You can be seated. As Dr. Rodney and Professor were talking, I'm...
He's doctor, too. This is another... This is Rodney Howard Clown. He's doctor, and she calls him professor. How do you go from Holy Ghost bartender? How does anyone go from a bartender at a bar to professor? Wow, only in the charismatic world, only in the charismatic church, does one go from bartender to professor and from trailer park trash to doctor. Only in the charismatic church.
I'm literally sitting there on my phone because we have a 5 p.m. deadline, hard deadline, that we've called the body of Christ to pray. Through prophetic insight, how many of you know that God reveals to redeem? Do you believe in the prophetic? Come on, you believe that God gives words of knowledge and wisdom. And there was an urgency. About 20 pastors came together and said, we must pray for our president right away. And as I said yesterday, Franklin called me and said, I really believe that we need to call Sunday. And we knew we couldn't do it by this Sunday. This was 2 days ago. Next Sunday, to call for our president. I'm telling you, Professor Rodney,
Professor Rodney. See, you see how they give each other's titles? He's Professor Rodney, but he was a bartender. He was known in the charismatic church as the Holy Ghost bartender. That was his Holy Ghost bartender. How do you go from bartender to professor? I didn't go from bartender to professor. I went from student to graduate to professor. See, that's the road. Listen. You go from student to graduate to professor. That's how you go. You don't go from bartender to professor. No. You don't go from trailer park trash to doctor. No, that's not the way it works. Only in the charismatic church. So again, here we find a man who recently called Paula White Dr. Paula White. So again, the question remains, what does she have a doctorate in? What does she have? We need to know, what does she have a doctorate in? Is that wrong to ask? Is that wrong? I mean, if you are in a college and you are sitting down in a lecture hall and you are waiting for the professor to come in, and the person goes by doctor. It's a female. She's Dr. So-and-so. Okay, you would like to know, I would like to know, what is her doctorate in? What is her field of expertise? I would like to know. And I think anybody would like to know what the field of expertise is before I sit down and listen to this person teach. I would love to know. I just don't want to sit there blindly. I don't want to sit there blindly and say, okay, go ahead and teach me. I wouldn't register for a lecture and listen blindly to a person. No, I wouldn't do that. So, what is her doctorate in? Well, let me help you. Let me offer you a suggestion. In my opinion, Paula White, one of her doctorates, because we're going to give her numerous doctorates. One of the things, we're going to be very generous. We're going to be very, very, very generous. And we're going to give her numerous doctorates here because we love to give here. Now, we don't give money. We don't sow seeds here on this broadcast. We don't sow seeds. When it comes to seed sowing, when it comes to finances, I can tell you we're stingy. We don't give offerings to wolves. That we don't do. But we can give them doctorates. And I'll run downstairs and I'll print one up in my computer. I'll print up a certificate and I'll send it to Paula White at her church. And we'll print up all. Listen, we'll make a fake school. We'll make up a fake university. You know, Trump had a university that wasn't doing right by the people. It's called Trump University. So we'll make up a university. And then we'll start issuing degrees. And we're going to issue a number of honorary doctorates to Paula White, okay? And we just here's doctorate number one. Here's doctorate number one for the first show. And every day that we do a show on Paula and every day that we do a show on Jensen, I'm going to give Paula an honorary doctorate, and then I'm going to tell you what the doctorate is in. Are you ready? Doctorate number one. Doctorate number one. Doctorate number one is she has a doctorate in ministerial retardation. Ministerial retardation. Now, this is how this doctorate works. Anyone who sits under Paula White's teaching for any length of time will come out being retarded. That's the number one honorary doctorate we're going to give her. There are people who come into Paula White's church and they have a high IQ. They're very intelligent people. But after sitting under her teaching for a month and a half, two, then they develop quickly and they develop and there is what we call ministerial retardation. Ministerial retardation. Everyone who sits under Paula White, anyone who's mentored by Paula White, anyone who's discipled by Paula White to go into the ministry ends up with ministerial retardation. And that's her expertise. She takes people with good brains and she makes them retarded. Now, here is Paula White, and she's going to mention her son. I want you to listen to this. I want you to listen. And by the way, her son adores his mother. Bradley Knight adores his mother. His mother can do no wrong. When Shai Lin wrote the song several years ago entitled False Teachers, Bradley Knight had a conniption. Bradley Knight was mad. Bradley Knight was fit to be tied. And he wrote an open letter to Watto Radio, which was later published on the internet. And Bradley Knight was essentially challenging Shai Lin in that Shai Lin was wrong in calling his mother a false teacher. So he loves his mother. His mother has mentored him. His mother has trained him. And whatever Bradley is today is all due to his mother, who he calls an apostle. And he just loves, he just loves the fact that God gave him this mother who has mentored him in the ministry, and he's on the cutting edge of ministry because he was one of the few that had the privilege of being trained by his mother, Dr. Paula White. Well, let's listen to Paula White speak about her son. Let's listen to Paula White speak about her son.
That had eternal value. Anything that God said that pertains to your purpose will not leave your life. Today, my son is one of the most powerful voices preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. I see nations shaken.
She says, my son is one of the most powerful voices preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus. My son is one of the most powerful voices. Let me ask you, have you ever heard of Bradley Knight? No, you haven't. No one's heard of Bradley Knight. A few people have heard of Bradley Knight because I bring him up every now and then, and a few other people bring. But other than that, nobody knows about Bradley Knight. No one cares about Bradley Knight. Bradley Knight just happens to be the son of Paula White. That's it. Bradley Knight is spelled K-N-I-G-H-T. Bradley Knight just happens to be the son of Paula White, W-H-I-T-E. That's the connection. And she's telling us that her son is one of the most illustrious voices. Well, and why? Because she trained him. She mentored him. He has such an eye. Her son has such a high IQ. Blah, blah, blah. He, you know, he's an apple that didn't fall too far from the tree. Remember, she's Dr. White. She's Dr. Paula White. Okay? Let's listen to this again. Her son. Listen to how she talks about her son in glowing terms.
Would be shaken. But anything that had eternal value, anything that God said that pertains to your purpose, will not leave your life. Today, my son is one of the most powerful voices preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. I've seen nations shaken, multitudes of masses planting, 3,000 churches, seeing revival and...
Her son is one of the most powerful voices. Where? She handed him the church. When she hooked up with Trump, When she insinuated herself into the White House, because now Trump can't get rid of her. Trump can't get rid of her the way her husband can't get rid of her. You know that every time her husband goes on a concert tour with Journey, she's an octopus. She's all over her husband. She doesn't let go of her husband. If her husband, if he goes to the bathroom, she has to go with him. Can you imagine? Here you are, you're a man. You need to go to the bathroom. You need to take care of business. You need to, defecate. You need to release yourself. And there is your wife sitting on, while you're there in the bathroom. You can't even read a magazine on your own because she has to be sitting on your lap calling you darling. In the meantime, she has a scuba gear on. Because she can't take in the fumes that are coming out of his backside. But that's how she is. She won't let the man breathe. She won't let the man go into the next room by himself. She's an octopus. She's there with him, and she's got a gas mask on. A gas mask on. Sitting on his lap. Oh, darling, I love you. Oh, and I'm sure he's saying, oh, please, God, please. Please, God, please. Relieve me of this nightmare. So wherever John goes these days, his wife is there. She's his shadow. She's his shadow. She's stuck on him like rice on beans. She's stuck on him. That's it. She's stuck on the guy like a piece of gum underneath a shoe. Won't let him go. Won't let him live in peace. And now she's doing the same thing to Trump. So when she opted for Trump and she left the church in Apopka, she gave the church to her son. Her son has driven the church into the ground. Listen to her again. She speaks about her son. He's one of the great voices. Listen to this baloney.
That God said that pertains to your purpose will not leave your life. Today, my son is one of the most powerful voices preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ.
One of the most powerful voices that emptied out a church. The church is empty. They use gimmicks. They have to bring in high-profile people to get people to come in. The church is empty. Week after week, the church is empty. They've taken out chairs out of that sanctuary. The place is a ghost town. And her son is one of the most powerful voices preaching the gospel. Powerful voice, her son. Her son is retarded. Have you ever looked at her son? Have you ever look at it? There's a picture posted on Jensen Franklin's Facebook page. Jensen Franklin visited Paula White's church recently. And there's a picture posted on the Facebook page, whether it's Bradley Knight's Facebook page or Jensen Franklin's Facebook page. And Bradley Knight is looking up to Jensen Franklin, and he looks retarded. Have you ever seen Bradley Knight, a picture of Bradley Knight? He looks cross-eyed. He looks retarded. Not only does he look retarded, but he sounds retarded. He looks retarded and he sounds retarded. Everything that comes out of that kid's mouth is retardation. That's why we're giving Paula White an honorary doctorate degree in ministerial retardation, because whoever comes under the sound of her voice, whoever comes under her tutelage, ends up being a retard. Now you're saying to me, Brother Reformer, that's not fair, that's not nice. Well, guess what? It's an alpha female wolf training up a little wolf pup to follow in her footsteps. And let me tell you something. Bradley is already howling like a wolf. Bradley Knight is a wolf in sheep's clothing. As they say, bad bird, bad egg. Bad bird, bad egg. If his mama laid him and she hatched him, bad egg. Bad, bad, bad egg. Now, I got an audio here from May 5th. And in this May 5th audio, I want to give you a little sample, because Paula White says that her son is one of the most illustrious voices preaching the gospel. He's a great mind. Oh, you got to hear the way she talks about him. This guy's an Einstein when it comes to theology. An Einstein. Well, he's retarded. He's retarded. And no, listen, no apology coming. No apology coming. Now, you want to hear one of the great voices in America? You want to hear one of the great voices preaching the gospel in America? Listen to this. Tell me if this is not biblical retardation. Tell me. And this is the pastor now of the church. This is the person that Paula White has left in charge of the church in order for her to chase Donald Trump. This is who she left as the senior pastor of that church. Tell me if this kid isn't retarded.
This nation, but we're going to dedicate children. Yes, we're going to dedicate some children. And we'll get you out of here quick. If you want to leave, I think you're walking out on some blessing. Even though it's other people's kids, I think you're walking out on some blessing. There's a couple things. The water that we baptize them in, I think I have a prophetic instruction.
Oh, you see, he's got a prophetic instruction. This Einstein's got a prophetic instruction. Let's see what the prophetic instruction involves.
The water that we're about to baptize the children in, they're going to be anointed. Prophet Gideon's going to do it because there's a spiritual connection between him and Nicholas, too, in terms of what Nicholas is supposed to do and see. And so I'm so honored that he's here and doing it. After we're done with the baptisms and the process, those women who are believing for a child, I want you to come up, dip your fingers in the water, and touch your womb.
Now, look what he says. He says, after we're done with all the baptisms, what do they got? 15 kids, 10 kids they're going to baptize? And they don't take the diapers off on these kids. Just watch the video. They don't take the diapers off. So the diaper's full of urine, perhaps the diaper's full of poo, fecal matter, and they baptize these kids in this big, it's like a big tub. It's like a wash tub. And they dunk them in there. They dunk the kids diaper first. So you can imagine after 15 kids, after 10 or 15 kids have been dunked in there, you've been in church all morning. You're going to dunk the kid in the water. One out of 15 has got to have poop in his diaper. One out of 15 has got to have urine in his diaper. I mean, so now he says, after all the baptisms, you're going to stick your hand in this fecal matter. You're going to stick your hand in this water. And then you're going to take that wet hand and you're going to put it on your womb. Now, this is one, again, remember, Paula said her son is one of the great voices in America preaching the gospel. Does this sound like the gospel to you? No, it sounds like hooey. It sounds like nonsense. It sounds like stupidity. It sounds a lot like retardation. You mean to tell me that I'm going to, if I want a baby, I got to stick my hand in dirty water and then take that dirty hand that was in the dirty water and put it on my womb so that God can give me a child? Well, why don't I do what Hannah did? Why don't I do what all the women of old did? When the women of old wanted a child, they went to God in prayer. They didn't stick their hand in camel water or moose water or goat water or sheep water, whatever combination you want to use. No, they went to God in prayer. Hannah went to God in prayer. She said, "Lord, I want to have a son. Can you please open my womb?" The Bible says that Rachel, just read Genesis 30. Genesis 30, the Bible says that Rachel prayed and God hearkened unto her voice and opened the womb, and she conceived and she bore a son and she named him Joseph. Read the biblical text. None of the women of old stuck their hand in dirty water. None. They all prayed. But remember, this is one of the great voices in America. This is one of the great theologians that God is raising up. Why? Because he's been mentored by Dr. Paula White. But it gets better. It gets better. Listen to this. It only gets better. And by better, I mean wackier. Even more stupid than what it already is.
He's supposed to do. And so I'm so honored that he's here and doing it. After we're done with the baptisms and the process, those women who are believing for a child, I want you to come up, dip your fingers in the water, and touch your womb. Those men who are believing for a child.
Listen, it says here, let me go to 1 Samuel. Let me go to 1 Samuel. Because we just love the Bible here. We just love the Bible here. For us, it's only the Bible and nothing else. We don't want prophetic instructions. We just want the Bible. It says here in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 27, this is Hannah speaking to Eli, the high priest. She says, "For this child I prayed." 1 Samuel 1:27, "For this child, Eli, I prayed, and the Lord have given me the petition which I asked of him." She didn't have to stick her hand in dirty water. She didn't have to stick her hand in baptismal water and then put it on her womb. She didn't have to do that. She didn't have to do that. She went to God in prayer. I don't know what kind of prophetic instruction this is. This is a stupid instruction. This is a retarded instruction. Coming from one who was discipled by a woman with a doctorate in ministerial retardation. You can't make this stuff up. And yet Paula wants us to believe that her son is one of the great voices preaching the gospel to her son Bradley, the same son who emptied out the church, the same son who's going to empty out the church a little bit more tomorrow morning, the same son who gets up there, looks at the audience with cross eyes because he looks retarded, and when he opens his mouth, he sounds retarded. And when he gives a prophetic instruction, it's all about retarded. Everything about this family is retardation. But here's more, and it only gets better.
Those women who are believing for a child, I want you to come up, dip your fingers in the water, and touch your womb. Those men who are believing for a child, I want you to come up, dip your fingers in the water, and grab your parts. I know it sounds vulgar, but I'm serious. I'm serious. That's how my son came about. When I grabbed myself and I said, "Nicholas, it's your time to come forth," the Lord told me.
Obviously, after some baptism, he stuck his hand in water, and then he went and he grabbed his private parts. And he said, "Nicholas, it's time for you." Can you imagine me standing in the lavatory, me standing in some church bathroom somewhere? I got my hands wet from that, and I stick my hands in my genitals, and I stick my hands, you know, and I say, "Okay, it's time for you to come forth." And can you imagine the guy in the urinal next to me? He's saying, "What are you doing, man? Who's coming forth? Who are you talking to? There's nobody here." And I'm going, "It's time for you to come forth, Nicholas. Nicholas, come forth." And he's one of the great voices in America, if you believe Paula White. If you believe that retarded woman, her son is one of the great voices in America. But I just gave you a sample. He just gave you a prophetic instruction. He just told you how his son came into existence. He didn't pray for his son. He stuck his hand in water, then grabbed his privates, then began to decree and declare for his son to come out. And voila, a year later, 9 months later, little Nicholas is out and about because he tried it, because he did it, because it happened to him. Now it's a prophetic instruction for you. Now it's a prophetic instruction for me. But can you provide any Bible to support this? No, it's just retarded. That's all it is.
Dip your fingers in the water and touch your womb. Those men who are believing for a child, I want you to come up, dip your fingers in the water, and grab your parts. I know it sounds vulgar, but I'm serious. That's how my son came about. When I grabbed myself and I said, Nicholas, it's your time to come forth, the Lord told me. I'm not trying to be funny. You can do it privately, but...
Yeah, I know you're not trying to be funny. He's serious. He's dead serious. And that's what's so scary. That's what's so scary, that he's dead serious. He's dead serious. Why? Because he's been trained by a retarded woman. And all he's heard out of his mother's mouth is retardation. So he thinks it works. He thinks it works. And he's going on retardation. Well, let's do a little recap here before we end the broadcast. Again, I'm going to do a series of shows. And I'm going to take my time. I'm going to explain to you in part one of the broadcast why Jensen Franklin is the Wizard of Odd. In the second part of the broadcast, we're going to explore, we're going to talk about what possible doctorates Paula White has. As of today, we know that Jensen Franklin is the Wizard of Odd because, at least for today, because he preaches, what does he preach? He preaches an odd Jesus. He preaches a Jesus no one's ever heard about, no one's ever read about. He preaches a Jesus no one knows about. He preaches a Jesus no one, my dear brothers and sisters, knows about. No one knows about the Jesus that Jensen Franklin preaches about. No one. No one. Including Jensen Franklin. Including Jensen Franklin. So, that's one. Paula White, what is her doctorate in? Her doctorate is in ministerial retardation, and a perfect example of that is her son. That's the perfect example, because he's her ultimate disciple. He's her ultimate disciple, and based on her training, based on her curriculum, we must conclude, based on everything, all the audio that we've heard, we must conclude that her doctorate is in ministerial retardation, how she can take people who are sane thinking and turn them retarded. And we're going to leave it there. I'm coming back on Monday to do part two. I'm going to take my time. You take your time in listening into the broadcast. You take your time mulling over everything I've said. You consider, you take into account everything that I will say. And we'll do this one show after the other. And, Paula, I'm challenging you to call in. You know the number now. You can call in the broadcast. I'll accept your phone calls. I'll be looking at the telephone board all throughout the broadcast to see if a number from a Popka shows up. Apopka, Florida, that is, so I can bring you on and so that you can enlighten us, because we love to be enlightened on this broadcast. Well, saints, that'll do it for today. Love you much. Don't forget, get the book Spirit of Python Dunce, showing how Jensen Franklin's idiotic interpretation of Acts 16:16 proves he's a biblical moron. You can get that by simply emailing me at freechurchbooks@gmail.com, freechurchbooks@gmail.com. Love you much.
And what can wash away my sin?